The hardest part about renaming the Baranoff Elementary School will be who to name it for. At their last meeting on January 6th, Sitka school board members reported that their email was running near 100% in favor of naming the building after someone other than the 18th century fur trader who, as the first chief manager of the Russian-American company, was the de facto governor of the Russian colony in North America. Alexander Baranoff's role in history won't ever be unwritten, but in her testimony, former school board member Dionne Brady Howard explained why honoring him with an elementary school remains a bad idea.
There are some in our town's history and in our state who have honored his legacy because they view him as someone who was an astute businessman. However, in establishing that business of sea otter for exploitation, he was ruthless, and he would have annihilated my ancestors if he had been able to.
There were two major conflicts between indigenous Tlingit and Baranoff's Russians. One in 1799, when the Tlingit destroyed a Russian redoubt at what is now known as Old Sitka. The second in 1804, when Baranoff returned with a gunship and laid siege to Sitka's Tlingit, who had taken refuge in a fort in what is now Sitka National Historical Park, drove them out, captured their village, and built his company headquarters, New Archangel, on its ruins. It's this history that makes the current name of the elementary school intolerable to Sitka's native community. Muriel Reed put it very bluntly.
The name Baranoff represents the historical trauma deeply rooted in this town, and frankly, naming a school after him is a slap in the face to Indigenous families in Sitka. It is your job to reduce the amount of environmental racism Sitka families experience within the school.
Changing the name of Baranoff Elementary as a step toward healing gained traction even before demonstrations last summer pushed the Sitka Assembly to remove a Baranoff statue from in front of the Centennial Building and place it in the museum inside. Doug Osborne spoke on behalf of the Sitka Community Health Summit Coalition working on historical trauma. He offered $3,000 to help cover any costs, such as a facilitated community meeting, that the board might incur during the process. "We're in this 100%, he told them. Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp President Paulette Moreno also urged the board to approach the issue deliberately, but not too deliberately.
I thank you for coming to this, and my only advice is that this be a process that is well thought out, well planned, but also it is well overdue.
So who to name Sitka's elementary school for? Although it was just a board discussion, attendees had plenty of ideas. Chuck Miller thought back to some of his teachers in the Sitka Native Education Program who propelled him into his own career as an educator.
Without the teachings of Charlie Joseph Sr., Annie Joseph, his wife, Annie Dick, my aunt, Elizabeth Basco, my grandmother, and Emma Duncan Davis, those teachers. And we still have a few of them here, Ethel Mackinnon, Ann Johnson is another one of our teachers, our elders.
Laurie Cropley also had some ideas.
Pauline Duncan Elementary School, I love. Gil Truett Elementary School, Audigon, Charlie Joseph Elementary School. There are so many choices, so many wonderful choices.
To which Cropley added Isabella Brady and Elizabeth Pradovich. Only one board member expressed any reservations about moving forward on this theme. Eric Van Sice was behind changing the name, but he didn't want to necessarily limit the choices.
That would be my only ask, is that along with respected clinic names that people have, which I fully support, that we potentially be willing to open it up to others, you know, take this opportunity and really collectively think about what we'd like this school to be named.
Nevertheless, Van Sice did not oppose the final motion as read by Board President Ann Morrison.
The motion is to formally request the Sitka Tribe of Alaska assist the Sitka School Board in choosing the name of a significant local cultural educator to replace the name of Baranoff Elementary School.
The motion passed unanimously. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.